What's up, movie fans? I'm Nick. Welcome back to Review Crew.
I'm Colin.
And today we're going to be talking about Oppenheimer.
So Oppenheimer is directed by Christopher Nolan, and it's about J. Robert Oppenheimer on his journey to build the atomic bomb, and then takes place also after he built that bomb and it's gone off, and it deals with how he's feeling about it, that anxiety it brought him, and everything that has to deal with that. So Nick, what do you feel about Christopher Nolan's directing in this movie? Like, do you think it's overhyped? Do you think it's good? Do you think it's a Christopher Nolan movie? What do you think?
Well, Colin, I think that's a great place to start this review off because I feel like so much of this movie has been carried by almost the star power of Christopher Nolan, which is weird to say about a director, but he definitely has like a sense of star power, and I feel like this movie has his style all over it. Like, his visual style, it's so unique, and I know online, like, there's a lot of media buzz circulating about how they don't really use any CGI shots in the movie, and I feel like you wouldn't really be able to tell.
You really don't.
Like, it looks really good on its own, and I think, like, that's a good merit to show to a lot of these studios that are using, like, $300 million budgets to build CGI movies, but this still looks so good, but on Christopher Nolan, just his specific vision and drive and style really, really comes out in this movie.
Yeah, I definitely think it's a Christopher Nolan movie. Like, it's got his style, but it's not as confusing as most Christopher Nolan movies. It definitely is a little confusing at times. Yeah. There's some parts. I saw the movie twice. I still don't know everything about it. I'm still confused sometimes, but that might just be me. But yeah, how did you feel about that aspect?
Yeah, I feel like it was definitely, like, a lot of the movie takes place in a non-linear sequence, right? And I think that's where a lot of that confusion comes from for me. And also, it's just, on the technical side, it's very quiet, right? Yeah. And the score is it's great. The score is great in this movie, but it is very, very loud all the time. The movie is too loud, but it's, like, I was left with a lot of questions in terms of the confusion and stuff, but I think ultimately, like, I still came away with the message that the movie was trying to tell. Mm-hmm. And just on the directing, on Christopher Nolan and everything real quick, a lot of the directing obviously comes through in how the performances are handled in this movie. And honestly, I think, like, down the line, it is all, like, A-plus performances these actors. What do you think? Any standouts?
They all did amazing. I think Robert Downey Jr. is amazing in this movie. I think he will probably get Best Supporting Actor for that.
Yes.
Gillian Murphy is really great as J. Robert Oppenheimer. He, like, wow, honestly. Yeah. About you, anyone you thought?
I think Cillian Murphy really sells it in those facial expressions.
It's the facial expressions.
It's, like, that silent, almost horror in his face constantly. And I think this is kind of a hot take. I don't like Matt Damon normally.
That's crazy.
Like, I don't like him that much. He was in another movie earlier this year, Air, that I actually really liked.
Love
but
it.
He was great in this. Like, I'm coming around. I'm coming around on the Matt Damon train. He was another very great character in this on top of everyone else that you said.
Yeah.
But on that, on all of these star-studded performances, right, we're really looking forward towards awards season this year. Mm-hmm. We're thinking, like, I've seen online people think it's going to get, like, a dozen nominations, which is, That's insane.
I mean, but it's probably going to happen,
It will happen, because this movie is just start to finish impeccable. And it's,
you can tell that he really, like, crafted this one with so much care.
Yes.
And attention to detail, attention to history.
Yeah.
Attention to, like, just everything. He really just poured his heart into it. And you can feel that.
You really can. And it's, honestly, the movie's 3 hours, but I don't know if it feels like that. Like, I saw this back home over the summer with a couple friends, and they were kind of, like, at the end, they were like, it was great, but it was 3 hours. Mm-hmm. I feel like you could cut, like, 20 minutes out of it. And honestly, I feel like it all kind of fits in.
I feel like also it needs to be there.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of that, like, I don't know what you'd be able to cut. Like, everything that was in the movie, like, needed to be there for that emotional beats and those emotional moments.
Right. I definitely agree. It was, like, it all, in the end, came together, even scenes that seemed so irrelevant, like Oppenheimer in the beginning. He, like, meets this one guy on a train, and he gives him a piece of an orange or something.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't care. What's going on?
What's going
on
there?
But it comes back in the end. Everything comes together. Everything in the end of the movie just feels very earned.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Very earned.
But I just want to talk about, like, when the entire tone of the movie, like, completely changes. Because, and that's my favorite part of it, honestly. Like, you have the first 2 hours where they're all building the bomb and, like, there's a couple reservations, but they're plowing through, you know, with it. But then the second that that bomb drops, everything changes, right?
Yeah, and you can again, back to Cillian Murphy's performance, he delivers that so well.
Yeah.
That, like, panic, that, like, what did I do?
Yes.
Like, type thing that is throughout till the end of the movie. Especially, like, another part that really stood out to me is when he's giving that speech right after the bomb drops.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And the camera gets blurry. There's, like, a little sound effect. And you can just see in his eyes that look of just fear and just, like, what did, like, I do?
Yeah, that scene, honestly, is, I think, my favorite scene in any movie this year.
That's good.
It's, like, so impactful. Just because the way that they foreshadow it with the stomping feet that would play over kind of any time that it was, like, a flash forward to the future, how it would, like, constantly haunt him. Other people were, like, so excited and happy, but, you know, he kind of knows the terror of, like, what that's going to be used for. There's always going to be, like, a next step with that. It's just, it was so well captured in the writing and in the performances.
So, there's a few actors we didn't talk about. One of my favorites, Jack Quaid.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. You might know him from The Boys.
Yeah, I do.
Also Superman. But he did a great job. He did a really good job. I think he really played Jack Quaid. The bongos, those were a hit for me.
He really also played the bongos, yeah.
He really did.
Of course, there's, like, Gary Oldman is unrecognizable as Harry Truman.
Yeah.
And weirdly enough, a lot of actors, like, from my childhood were in this. Devin Bostick, who played Roderick in Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
And Christopher Nolan loves that movie.
Yeah,
apparently.
He does. He's quoted loving it. Josh Peck from Drake and Josh.
Yes, Josh Peck.
Drops the bomb
in
the movie.
He's the one who does it. That's crazy.
Is there anyone else?
Florence Pugh.
Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt? How did we even forget them?
They were both.
They were amazing.
Absolutely,
they were amazing.
Incredible in the movie.
They definitely stood out. At least to me, they stood out.
Yeah, I think Christopher Nolan really did a great job drawing good performances out of every single person in this movie. Wouldn't you agree?
I definitely agree. Yeah. I think that's one of his talents.
Yes.
Is bringing out the best acting in other people, which is, like, a thing that I think he did with The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
He, like, really brings that out in his actors.
And that's what makes a great director,
right?
It is. All of these performances are so, so well accentuated by the score.
Yeah.
Right? Ludwig Göransson, I believe, did the score of this movie, and it is transcendent, I'd say. That's probably the word I would use, is transcendent. I think it is a great score.
Yeah, for sure.
It will win. In my opinion.
It will win.
In my opinion, it is a fact that it will win.
The movie's winning something.
Yeah, of course. The movie's winning plenty. But in your heart,
yes,
it has a rating. No matter what. There's a rating in
there's
your heart.
There
you
is.
You gotta tell me. You gotta tell me.
I give it a 9. High 9.
High 9.
Not yet 10. High 9. How about you, man?
I honestly, like, I don't like giving things, like, a 10, because I'm always like, oh, there's probably some more a movie could do, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely, even with hindsight, I don't know what else this movie could do, so I would give it a 10 out of 10.
Wow.
Honestly. And anyways, thank you guys for watching. We'll see you next time.